Ladies and gentlemen, the show you're about to hear may contain a few bad words or bad ideas. That's just the way it is. Listener discretion is advised. This is Drifter in the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UM FM. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Paul McAvoy, your host every Saturday night. Back with you again with another hour's worth of music. That was some more Super Chunk from the new album, What a Time to Be Alive. And I feel that way every day. Sometimes positive, sometimes negative, depending on the news of the world. Lately, it just seems to be a lot of really bad, crappy, negative news. And I probably don't really help on Twitter because I usually have some sort of snarky reply back to somebody. So trying to be more positive, and at least for an hour every week, this hour anyways, nothing but good vibes. I try anyways on this show to keep you entertained, keep you happy. So wherever you are listening, thank you very much. That track is called Break the Glass from the new album, as I mentioned, What a Time to Be Alive. Really good album. Been listening to that one quite a bit. Let's move on along. I have a lot of good stuff. Some new, some old coming up tonight. A good mix. This one is very old. Well, at least the composition. My son, you may have heard me on previous shows talking about how I've been trying to get my son into my music, and I'm failing miserably. He usually just wants to listen to his own kid songs. But every once in a while, he'll hear a song or a band that I like. They Might Be Giants is usually a good one for kids to get into. It's very accessible. He heard Particle Man, which I think is how my brother got into them too. And sure enough, he's kind of a fan of that. And he's got a lot of, if you've ever been around kids' toys, especially infant toys, they usually have classical music on them. They don't sound very good. It's all beeps and bloops and stuff, but it's all classical songs. A lot of the Baby Einstein stuff, that kind of thing. And anyways, one of the little piano things he has Beethoven, some Für Elise, I think that's how you pronounce it. For Elise, rather. And it's on there, just a little snippet, and he was listening to it, and he's like, he just remarked that it sounded like a very sad song. So he always refers to it as the sad song. And anyways, it got me thinking about the song, researching it, figuring out what it was about, because I honestly didn't know really who it was written for, and apparently nobody really does. There's a few people they think it might be about, but nobody really knows. But anyways, I don't know, it just got me thinking about that song, and now he's a fan of that song. So I'm going to play that song, albeit a slightly different version. This is the Galaxy Trio, who I believe are from Portland. There's not a lot of info on this band, and I think they kind of went away as quickly as they came in. But anyways, they do have an album out, or a couple at least you can get. And this track is on one of them, and it's Für Elise, Beethoven's. I'll say For Elise, because I don't know if I'm pronouncing the German right. But anyways, here's some Beethoven via the Galaxy Trio to start things off. And this is for my son, who's definitely not listening because he should be in bed right now. But this is Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. Mm-hmm.
Listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Furious path one-handed.
Some more Nico Case from her new album, Hell On. It's an excellent album. If you don't own it, you should already. That track was called Gumball Blue, and she's on tour now as a supporting act for, I can't remember who she's supporting now. I totally forgot. Anyways, doesn't matter. She's on tour. I could look it up. I'm kind of lazy, but she's on tour now, and I tweeted at her. I said, come to Winnipeg. And she liked it, but she didn't say she would. So I'm assuming at some point she'll be back in town. So I'll be looking forward to that. For that, some Wilco from a couple of years back from Star Wars from 2015. That was their the album they released for free until it wasn't free. If you wanted the physical copy, of course, you had to buy it. But you could download it for free, although it's definitely worth buying. For that, some Cub. Some more new stuff from the Brave New Wave Sessions album that's out now from their Brave New Wave Sessions they did back in the day. And that was Cast a Shadow. And then we started off with the Galaxy Trio, a surf band from the 90s, with a cover of Für Elise from Beethoven. I think I'm pronouncing that wrong. Who knows? For Elise, let's say that way. Anyways, that was for my son who had a curiosity about Beethoven because he heard a little snippet of that song on one of his kids' toys, old baby toys that my daughter is now playing with. But he's kind of, I guess he's sort of jealous, so he's playing with the toys again. And he heard that little brief song and commented on it, and that got me thinking about it. So that was a cover of it. But in doing so, in researching, in looking into that song, and then finding various covers of it and listening to it, I kind of went down a rabbit hole because I started listening to more surf covers of classical music. there are a lot of Japanese surf bands, which is also like a sort of a subgenre in itself that I can probably do a whole show on or a couple of shows. There's so many surf bands from Japan alone. And this one is Takeshi Tarauchi and the Bunnies. It's a bit old, from the 60s. And it's from an album called Let's Go Classics. And this is another Beethoven track, actually. I wasn't sure which one to pick. There's so many good ones. But this is them doing Symphony No. 5, which I believe is Beethoven, if I'm not mistaken. So let's play some more classical surf music, because why not? And this is from Japan, from Takeshi Tarauchi. I think I'm pronouncing that wrong, as always. Horrible pronunciations on my part. But anyways, enjoy. This is Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Yeah.
Drifting in the Dark 101.5 UMFM Pixies from, I think, well, depends on the day. They had four albums. Well, I guess five, technically. And depending on the day, my mood changes. Although Trompe-l-Monde is usually up there. Although, well, I think if you ask people now, I think a lot of people would say it's a good one. But back in the day, it seemed to be the one that everyone ragged on. And by back in the day, I mean like when I got into them, which was after they broke up. So I don't want to say I was like a fan originally because I was pretty young back then. But anyways, I like it. I like Trompe-l-Monde. And anyways, I was at, you may have heard me on previous shows talking about a bunch of cassettes I've been trying to get rid of. And I was selling them online. And then I thought to myself, I should have just taken them to Into the Music because they sell cassettes. So I took the rest of what I had, traded it in, and I got that album on vinyl. I got Trompe-l-Monde. There were all of the Pixies out, well, except Doolittle, but everyone else was there. And I had a hard time choosing between that and Bossa Nova. Arguably the two albums that probably the least favorite among Pixies fans. And those were the two I was debating over. Anyways, you don't care. But that was UMass from Trompe-l-Monde, which I now own on vinyl now, which is nice. Nice 180 gram. I didn't think I'd be into it, but I love holding the record, putting it on. I don't know. There's something very tactile and cool about listening to music that way. Anyways, what did I play before that? I'm totally forgetting now. Before that, I played some Hooded Fang from a few years back from their album Toast to Mista and a track called Clap. And it reminded me of the song I played before it, or kind of the sound anyways, from Peach Pop. Peach Kelly Pop, which is Allie Hanlon, I think is her name. That's what she goes by. And she has a new album called Gentle Leader, which is on Mint. And that track I played is called Hello Kitty Knife. And a lot of the guitar sound on her album reminds me of Hooded Fang. So that's kind of why I paired the two together. I don't know, maybe you might disagree. It sounds very similar to me. And I'm really loving it. That Gentle Leader is, that's one I've been listening to a lot. So don't be surprised if you hear more. And then we started off with some Takeshi Tarauchi. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Some old Japanese surf music. I went down the rabbit hole. I was looking up surf versions of Beethoven and then came across this one on YouTube and then got into all of his music. And so you'll probably hear more of him as well, too. But anyways, that was Symphony No. 5, which I believe is also Beethoven. So a Japanese surf cover of it. Let's move right along, though. I was thinking of playing Destroyer, actually, because when I was at Into the Music, there is Thief, my all-time favorite Destroyer album. A lot of good stuff from Destroyer, but ultimately, it always goes back to that album from, I think, 98, 99, or 2000, thereabouts. And the first one I ever heard of from Destroyer, and it's a great Canadian album if you don't own it. You should have it. I'm going to play that. But first, though, I'm actually going to play the Dial a Song track from They Might Be Giants. Because it's... Why not? Let's do that now. Every week, if you're not familiar with Dial a Song, look it up. Dialasong.com. The weekly track from They Might Be Giants, as I am part of the Dial a Song radio network. And this week's track is probably my favorite. They've put out a lot of good stuff. And I'm hoping they play some of it live when they come in October, but this one this is the 24th one now, and definitely my favorite so far. I'm really loving this one. So this is They Might Be Giants. This is the weekly Dial a Song track. If you don't listen to it here, you can call the toll-free number still. You can get it online at dialasong.com. But every week, I play it, and Jared before me on And the Rest Is Noise also plays it. So you may have already heard it, but it's worth repeating because it's a really good one. And this one is called An Insult to the Fact Checkers, which I'm assuming is topical. Maybe it's a dig at Sarah Sanders. I don't know. I like to think it is. Anyways, here's They Might Be Giants with this week's Dial a Song. And then after that, we'll play some Destroyer and continue on from there.
Spent so long trying to get along, trying to please. hails from the sad straight notions that just all seem wrong. I defy interpretation, I am not participating in it.
Don't demean yourself, though I know you and I know you mean well. Beneath a starlit night, in a prairie fire, with the pioneering spirit just about to expire. Canadian lover, don't demean yourself, though I know you and I know you mean well. Canadian lover, don't demean yourself, though I know you and I know you mean well. Beneath a starlit night, in a prairie fire, with the pioneering spirit just about to expire. So what are you doing? Looking for hands to stay held up all night with the calico dancers. What? 1,000 miles as the falcon flies, and like the wandering Jew, someone's bound to get wise with. Calendar.
listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
UMFM. That was some Snail Mail, who I've read a little bit about anyways on a few music blogs and sites, but I'd never heard and really wanted to give it a listen. So that's Snail Mail. I can't remember her real name, but her stage name is Snail Mail. I think it's Lindsay something. Deep Sea, the name of that is that the name of the track? Yeah, Deep Sea, and the name of the album is called Lush. I really should look up information, but I get lazy and no time. But anyways, snail mail. That's all you need to know. That's what she's called, snail mail. Before that was, what did I play before that? Played some Weezer from Pinkerton. Now you may have heard, they've actually had their first like charting song, I think in like 20 years with a cover of Toto's Africa, which is a horrible song to begin with. I'm sorry. I like it in a human, ironic way, maybe. Terrible song though. And, the cover to me is not much better. It doesn't really add anything. I don't know. It's not their own. It's crap. I'm going to say it outright. I'm going to go right out and say it and piss off a lot of Weezer fans. It's garbage. And, speaking of having a charting hit anyways in like 20 years, I like to think of Weezer just breaking up in 1996 after Pinkerton. And then that's it. Nothing. I try as I might, every time they release an album, I want to get into it. And it's just, to me, it's terrible. I say this all the time. I think I've played a few tracks here and there from some new stuff, but sparingly because it's just not good. Anyways, maybe I'm looking at it through like rose-tinted glasses. I don't know. Like it's maybe the older stuff isn't as good now. If I had heard it now, you know, they had to release Pinkerton now, I might have been like, it's garbage, but I don't know. To me, they broke up in 96, and that is it. So that was No Other One from Pinkerton. You can tell I'm a bitter old Weezer fan. Before that was some Destroyer, Canadian Lover / Falcon's Escape from Thief, which is on vinyl. I think it came out a few months ago. I just saw it Into the Music. I swear they haven't been paying me to talk about them tonight, but I mentioned I brought my cassettes in there. Sold a lot of good ones to them, and they were kind enough to give me some money for a trade-in, so I got Trump Lemon by the Pixies. But I saw that copy of Thief there. It's this cool creamsicle, orange creamsicle colored record. It's really cool, so you should pick it up. And that is easily my favorite Destroyer album. And then before that, what did we start off with? We did some They Might Be Giants. Am I skipping a track? I think that's what it was. They Might Be Giants with... An Insult to the Fact Checkers, which is this week's Dial a Song track. Easily my favorite of the Dial a Song project this year. A lot of good ones. That is a favorite. I hope it winds up on an album, as it should. And again, they're coming to town in October. So hopefully they play it live. I really love that track. I'm going to be listening to it quite a bit. And you can hear it at dialasong.com. You can listen to this show every week and hear the track. You can download the app. You can call the toll-free number. A lot of cool ways you can listen to that song. But that is it. We're done. I'm going to leave you with, before I leave you, I'll give you the email address, drifter@umfm.com, the Twitter @drifterumfm. You can find links to the podcast on those forms of social media as well. You go to umfm.com, there's a link to it right there. You can download it. And that is it. Okay, I'm going to leave you with some new stuff from Jill Barber. I played a track from her the other week. I hadn't heard the new album yet, and the new album's called Metaphora, so I've heard it. And I'll play my favorite track from the album. It's called Cage Without a Key. And I'll leave you with that. And I believe she's coming to town for the Jazz Winnipeg as well, too, if I'm not mistaken. So check her out. I had the pleasure of meeting her back in 2009. She does not remember, of course, because it was I'm sure she thought it was a bad interview, but very lovely woman. It was very nice to meet her. So, and I'm a huge fan. So here's some Jill Barber to take you out. And this is Drifter in the Dark. Keep it locked to the station. I will be back with you next week. But until then, enjoy. Blind.
Set me free.